Part 4. Spot Dictation.
Directions.
In this section, you'll hear a passage three times. Listen carefully during the first reading. When the passage is read for the second time, you should fill in the blanks numbered from S1 to S10 with the exact words you have just heard. Check your answers when the passage is read for the third time. Now, listen to the passage.
This paper sets out to consider the phenomenon of voluntary activity in the modern Olympic Games. We will consider the development of the concept of Olympic volunteer from the first games of the modern era up to the present day. It will show that, although the concept of the volunteer began to be more clearly defined in the 80s and 90s, in practice, it can be traced back to the very first Olympic Games of the modern era, founded by Pierre de Coubertin. Our work comprised systematic analysis of the official reports of each Olympic Games, both winter and summer, up to the present day, and also a survey of the Olympic bibliography. An effort has been made to attain direct evidence from the participating volunteers themselves. Although this, of course, was only possible in the case of Olympic Games after and including Berlin 1936. The basic questions we posed ourselves at the outset were the familiar ones. What, who, how, when, and why? What was the concept of volunteer in existence in the context of each Games? Who were the Olympic volunteers over the years? When did volunteer work exist in the Games, and what did it consist of? How did they become volunteers? How were they recruited and trained, and what planning took place? And why did the individuals involved decide to become Olympic volunteers? These questions have to be addressed from a historical perspective, that is, through study of the intrinsic evolution of the Olympic Games and the increase in their popularity and in the level of popular expectations surrounding them, especially over the last 20 years. They must also be viewed in the context of the external social and political changes which have taken place in the eventful history of our 20th century.
Now the passage will be read again.
This paper sets out to consider the phenomenon of voluntary activity in the modern Olympic Games. We will consider the development of the concept of Olympic volunteer from the first games of the modern era up to the present day. It will show that, although the concept of the volunteer began to be more clearly defined in the 80s and 90s, in practice, it can be traced back to the very first Olympic Games of the modern era, founded by Pierre de Coubertin. Our work comprised systematic analysis of the official reports of each Olympic Games, both winter and summer, up to the present day, and also a survey of the Olympic bibliography. An effort has been made to attain direct evidence from the participating volunteers themselves. Although this, of course, was only possible in the case of Olympic Games after and including Berlin 1936. The basic questions we posed ourselves at the outset were the familiar ones. What, who, how, when, and why? What was the concept of volunteer in existence in the context of each Games? Who were the Olympic volunteers over the years? When did volunteer work exist in the Games, and what did it consist of? How did they become volunteers? How were they recruited and trained? And what planning took place? And why did the individuals involved decide to become Olympic volunteers? These questions have to be addressed from a historical perspective, that is, through study of the intrinsic evolution of the Olympic Games and the increase in their popularity and in the level of popular expectations surrounding them, especially over the last 20 years. They must also be viewed in the context of the external social and political changes which have taken place in the eventful history of our 20th century.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
This paper sets out to consider the phenomenon of voluntary activity in the modern Olympic Games. We will consider the development of the concept of Olympic volunteer from the first games of the modern era up to the present day. It will show that, although the concept of the volunteer began to be more clearly defined in the 80s and 90s, in practice, it can be traced back to the very first Olympic Games of the modern era, founded by Pierre de Coubertin. Our work comprised systematic analysis of the official reports of each Olympic Games, both winter and summer, up to the present day, and also a survey of the Olympic bibliography. An effort has been made to attain direct evidence from the participating volunteers themselves, although this, of course, was only possible in the case of Olympic Games after and including Berlin 1936. The basic questions we posed ourselves at the outset were the familiar ones: what, who, how, when, and why? What was the concept of volunteer in existence in the context of each games? Who were the Olympic volunteers over the years? When did volunteer work exist in the games? And what did it consist of? How did they become volunteers? How were they recruited and trained? And what planning took place? And why did the individuals involved decide to become Olympic volunteers? These questions have to be addressed from a historical perspective, that is, through study of the intrinsic evolution of the Olympic Games and the increase in their popularity and in the level of popular expectation surrounding them, especially over the last 20 years. They must also be viewed in the context of the external social and political changes which have taken place in the eventful history of our 20th century.